It'd be hard to imagine two communities in this country more different than Stephen Carter's fictional Elm Harbor and the Ninth Ward in New Orleans. It is rarely in the news anymore, which has a lot of people upset, including the Japanese artist Takashi Horasaki. Horasaki used to live in New Orleans, and he recently decided to go down there to the Ninth Ward to bring attention to the city's ongoing struggle the best way he knew how, by making a sculpture. His sculpture is a wind and water ravaged house that the artist has painstakingly preserved and trucked to a sculpture park in New York City. So we sent two reporters to track the house as it moved north, Jason Rhine on the ground in New Orleans, and then WNYC's Jocelyn Gonzalez picked up the trail here in New York. First, Jason.
At 1941 Caffin Avenue in the lower Ninth Ward, I'm standing in front of an old shotgun house. Long and slender, it's a lot like the one I live in. Down here, you get used to walking through someone's bedroom to get to the kitchen. But the only thing left to walk through here is an empty shell. Whole chunks of floor and ceiling are rotted out, and the front of the house is collapsed, with crooked 2x6 beams caving in from the ceiling. It's here, among the bugs and heat, that Takashi Horasaki is busy making art.
First, I would just cut the cheese cloths and carefully apply the latex. I have to push and then brush through rubbing so that the latex will come inside the cheese cloth. Yesterday, I calculated 140 gallons of latex, and it's not really inexpensive. So each time we pour the latex to the bucket, we said, this is like, oh, 50 cents, you drip to the ground. Be careful. You have to be very respectful to the material.
Takashi is a thin, wiry fellow with glasses. When he came to the U.S. from Japan, New Orleans was his first home, and his connection to the city has remained strong. That's why he's been squatting on the ground for weeks, applying layer after layer of thick liquid latex to more than 2,500 square feet of the house. Interior walls, windows, even the surface of the roof.
Particularly, I came here to do artwork and then to inform what's going on in Louisiana, Mississippi after Katrina through my artwork.
But first, he had to get permission. After going through a list of about 40 homes, Takashi found owner Roosevelt Johnson, an 85-year-old retired policeman and schoolteacher who still lives in a FEMA trailer.
Oh, he called me about a month and a half ago and talked to me. And after he had told me what it was all about, and he was trying to get something together for his work, well, you know, I've been to college, too, and I know what it's like. And I told him, going down there and do whatever you got to do. He's got my permission. He's all right with me.
And now I guess, you know, when he goes up to New York, he's going to reconstruct it up there, and it's going to look basically just like the house post-Katrina.
I think that'll be wonderful. Only thing I wish that I could reconstruct it too, but I think you're going to have to demolish it, that's all. Nothing else we can do with it now.
So we are about to peel off part of the outside siding part. Let's do it. Good. You see that?
The amount of detail captured by the latex is just amazing. You can see wood grain patterns, pieces of paint and dried ivy, even the scales of a fish that remain stuck to the side of a window. When Takashi hangs the sculpture, you'll see the house almost exactly as it stands today, not just from the outside, but the interior as well. Well, that is if he can finish the project. Back in May, a demolition crew contracted by the Army Corps of Engineers showed up to level the property. They found Takashi's handwritten note attached to a tree and temporarily stalled, but they wouldn't wait for long.
The city and the Corps of Engineers had worked it out with FEMA to pay for the cost of the demolition.
Criminal defense attorney Bruce Whitaker read about Takashi's problem in the local paper.
But if it missed its free demolition because of something Takashi was doing, the city was going to look to him to pay for it.
Whitaker was able to buy Takashi a little breathing room, but not much.
You could do that. the outside appliance to all the outside first?
Okay.
Hi, Courtney. I am in a crazy situation in the last moment, repeating on peace.
July 11th, the day before demolition, is a race against the clock. Half of the house is still covered in latex. Even with the help of some new volunteers, Takashi's worried he may not finish in time. But at 7 a.m. the next morning, nothing could stop the demolition. Takashi had worked through the night and hadn't slept or showered. But there he was, bright and early, with his video camera to capture the moment.
Wow. Do you feel that shake of the ground? Oh, my goodness.
We could probably take a house down in about an hour and a half and be off it. And it'll look like a playground when it's done. It's flat.
That's demolition contractor Matt Padula.
It's kind of humbling, really. But once you see it a couple hundred times, you know, it's just another day at the office, I guess.
When you look at it, it's people's lives. This house has been here for a long time. People built it. People owned it. They worked very hard for it. It went through several generations. And if you look around you, it's a wasteland now. 23 feet of water in 12 minutes came into this neighborhood at about 11 o'clock at night with 170-mile-an-hour winds. People were dying around here, and this is what's left.
That was Anna Wislocki, a Loyola Law student who also volunteered her time. As the last dump truck rolled away the remains of 1941 Caffin Avenue, it was hard for me not to feel a sense of completion, as though I'd seen a body finally laid to rest. All Takashi had to do now was powder, roll, and pack 2,500 square feet of latex into a tiny U-Haul trailer.
I think that almost all the people you talk to at the demolition site, probably everybody relieved. Oh, yeah, we've done. Except for probably me, I felt, ooh, this is the beginning, because all the stuff has to be done before the 2 p.m. and Sunday, July 29th of the opening. So from now, it will be really hectic days. All right. See you in New York City.
Oh my God, someone is sailing. Nice.
Takashi Horisaki looks out over New York's East River, his eyes focused on the water instead of the stacks of latex at his feet. It's been raining the past few days, so he hasn't done much work on his sculpture. Today, there's quite a bit of construction to do.
I first decide where I should dig the holes for the posting the steel pipes. Then I start stretching the cable wires through the steel pipes. It's just like a shower curtain.
At Socrates Sculpture Park in Long Island City, Queens, Takashi and his assistant unload the carefully wrapped, rubbery material from a small trailer. It doesn't look like it now, but eventually these rolled-up sheets will become a full-scale replica of 1941 Caffin Avenue.
What's coming off of this? Is it powder or dust?
This is a baby powder.
Baby powder.
Takashi points to some faint markings on one of the molds.
Gas hat off. You can leave this. I don't know. FEMA, whoever in charge of the checking the one, each house one by one, they spread orange mark. Usually a big cross and what time, what date, and what's the condition. It's a marking.
The latex replica will not only have to endure changing elements like wind and rain, but be responsive to them as well. The walls of Takashi's house are meant to swing and sway on their hooks, just like a curtain.
And I like that kind of fragileness and like almost floating in the air.
Allison Baker is the curator of Socrates Sculpture Park and helped bring Takashi's sculpture to New York City.
It has elements of architecture, it has a monumentality, but it also has a softness. To take architecture, to take monument, and to take such a really difficult and big subject matter, and to do it in a material that is almost ephemeral is going to be very, very emotional, I think.
This is real.
Yeah, to be able to touch what somebody lost. Like...
Yeah. I'm not good at picking up the hammer, building the house for people there, and I just thought, well, I can't, that this project and artwork could be the reminder of what is happening, not the what was happening, what is happening still.
WNYC's Jocelyn Gonzalez reporting from New York City. We also heard from Jason Rhine in New Orleans. Takashi Horosaki's house is at Socrates Sculpture Park in New York City until the end of October. You can see some pictures of the reconstructed house at studio360.org, where you can also listen to a long piece that we did from New Orleans a little over a year ago. Coming up, a hard-living cowboy has a brush with death.
I wish people would judge me by my songs rather than my lifestyle, because my lifestyle's been hell.
Honky-tonk hero Billy Joe Shaver is just ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International.
I'm gonna live forever.
Stay with us.
I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow night.